Welcome back to the Eastlake Church Network Lent Podcast. Hope you're enjoying this daily devotional journey that we've all been on together, and I hope you enjoy today's scriptures and questions. Our first scripture today is from Psalm chapter 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says to you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Our second scripture for today is found in Psalm chapter 118. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join the festal procession, up the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Our final scripture for today is Matthew chapter 23. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As we move into a time of reflection and prayer, think of these things. Can you feel God's love for you today? Take several minutes of silence and ask God to give you a visual picture of his love for you. Maybe you want to journal about your experience. If you do not receive an image, ask that you would notice his love as you go about your day. We often miss messages of love and our desire to be productive. Try to stay aware of that love today, even in the busy. Let's pray. You have set before us a banquet of life and love, good God. Why is that too good to believe? Why is it even too hard to enjoy or imagine? You have promised us a gratuitous love and even called us brother and sister in your Son, Jesus. Teach us the way of love instead of the way of fear. Amen.